Hello, everyone. Tim Wildman here. We've got some great tours lined up 2026. Washington, D.C., George Washington's Mount Vernon, Colonial Williamsburg, historic Jamestown, Boston, Massachusetts, and that greater area. So much to see and do in 2026. If you want information on any of these trips, go to wildmangroup.com, WILDMONgroup.com, and we'll see you on one of our tours in 2026.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now, we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and J.J. Jasper. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I use that term lightly.
Happy New Year.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky. What? Give us a little corn. Open up the corn can.
Can of corn. Let me find this can opener. So here's what happened. This traveling salesman, he was in Texas, and he was at a little diner, and he's looking over the menu, and he asked the waitress, can you add some jalapeno peppers to my order? And she chuckled and said, that's jalapeno. I said, no, I'm looking at it right here. It's a J. Jalapeno. She said, well, in Texas, when you see a J, oftentimes it's pronounced with an H. He said, what? Yeah. Jesus, San Juan. And she gave him a lot more examples, and he said, huh. So she said, you travel through here often. Well, I come through twice a year. She said, when's the next time you're coming through? He said, this summer, sometime in Hoon or Hulai. He's like, hey, when in Rome, you explained it to me. So I'll be through here in Hoon or Hulai, however you Texans.
All right. Trivia Friday, it is on American Family Radio. We call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. It's a trivia show. You call in your question, and you call in an answer to ours. We prefer that you answer and ask if you would do that for us. So we're going to give three questions each. You call in, you answer one, try to answer one at least, and then you also can ask us a trivia question. The phone number to get online here is 888. Is first time callers only?
First time callers.
Okay, so the only folks eligible today to be on the air with us is our first time callers only. So if you've never been on the air with us and you would like to be, today is your day. And here's your phone number to call for trivia. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. You must be 11 years old. Or older, we don't have a cap at the top. If you're 110, you can call in.
Good on you. If you're 110 and you're calling into a trivia show, your mind's still sharp.
Right. You might want to plan on who you're going to give your book or hat to. might be thinking about that.
And don't buy any green bananas. Don't. As soon as you hang up from being on the show, don't go to the store and buy any green bananas.
I don't understand that.
If you're 110... Every day's precious.
Green bananas. Okay.
Green bananas. You don't know here in a couple of weeks they'll rot.
We don't want to get morbid or nothing. Kind of a dark humor, but anyway. All right. But I guess every day should be precious to all of us.
Absolutely.
There's a lesson there.
That's good. That'll preach. And JJ, what's the other rule here?
The other rule is we've got a mystery question.
Mystery question.
And from our original nine questions, one is a mystery question. You don't know which one it is, but if you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you're going to hear this sound.
Beloved cowbell.
Beloved cowbell.
Beloved.
Now, we offered T-shirts for a long time. Then we've been giving away really nice AFR caps. We've got a brand-new premium, brand-new gift that we're going to give you. It's the 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy in the end times from Brother Bert Harper and Alex. If you're a faithful listener, listen throughout the day, you hear them on
Exploring the Word.
Exploring the Word.
So you'll get this book if you answer the mystery question right. the 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy and the end times. Of course, that's assuming that the rapture doesn't come during this show. And if that happens, you won't get your book.
But you won't be worried about it either.
But you won't be worried about green bananas either.
But you won't care.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so there you go.
Well, you won't care if you know the Lord.
Amen.
You care if you don't.
Preach.
Right.
So, folks, it's time to get right with God.
Amen. So the 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy in the end times is what we'll send you. If you will answer, if you answer the mystery question. All right,
Listen, I'll just give the number one last time, and then I'll give my questions.
All right, go ahead, Ed.
All right, 888-589-8840 is the number to call. It is first-time callers today. If you've never been on the air, maybe you tried to call. That's not what we're talking about. If you've never been on the air with us, this could be your day. So here are my three questions. Start off with a Bible question. How many of Jesus's apostles were named Judas? How many of Jesus's, that's not easy to say. How many of Jesus's apostles were named Judas? Second question.
Well, I'm not that Judas. No. You got me mixed up.
No, the other Judas. In the Fantastic Four, and now you guys are going to be glad there's only four of these Jokers because this is the last one.
Joker's not one of them.
Nope. In the Fantastic Four, what was the name of the character nicknamed the Thing?
Uh-huh.
In the Fantastic Four, what was the name of the character who was given the nickname the Thing? And then third question.
Do you ever wonder on these kind of, this Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah.
Where did they show where they came from? Did they come from
how they got their powers?
Yeah.
They come from a galaxy? They were astronauts. I'm more than happy to bring you up to speed.
No, I would like to know the answer.
The nerdy background.
I would like to just give me the 20-second version.
They were four astronauts who went into space on an exploratory mission. So I don't remember. It's been so long. Something happened and changed their physical makeup so that they all had different powers when they came back to Earth.
Okay.
Now, since he's giving you a little backstory, I'm a car guy. The Thing, Volkswagen, they were doing great. They said, let's just do something as a prank. This happened in the boardroom. They said, what do you mean? Let's make the ugliest car on the planet.
I forgot about
that.
Well,
how are we going to do the finish? Don't even worry about the finish. We're just pulling people's leg. Just leave all the rivets just sticking out. Make it ugly. Leave all the bolts hanging out on the outside of it. Well, what are we going to call it? Let's call it the Thing.
Yes.
So this really happened?
Yes, I remember that.
So
that
I've
conversation,
forgotten.
I don't know if that happened.
Yeah.
But they came up with an ugly, crazy car called the Thing. Very short-lived, just a couple of years.
It was supposed to be something that was just bare bones. You could get it cheap. It'd run. It's not going to look good. And boy, did they succeed with that.
And basically, if you got in an accident, somebody'd say, I heard you had a little fender bender. I'm not sure if I did or not. I can't tell.
I'm not sure.
Well, I always wanted to know these superheroes. You know, like, did somebody say, hey, you know, I graduated from high school with Spider-Man?
Well, you know, they all do have a backstory like that.
Yeah.
Of course, Spider-Man was Peter Parker, who got bit by a spider.
Yeah. Yeah.
And while he was eating some curds and whey.
That green guy whose shirt busted off, he was eating some spinach.
You're trying to pull my leg on that one. I know that.
All right, last question. My third, rather. The word recap. We all talk about that. Just don't tell me the whole thing. Just give me a recap. The word recap is an abbreviation for what word? This is going to stump some of you.
Okay. Yeah, it's the tires that you can get a lot less, pay less for tires.
Recap tires?
Yeah, it ain't the ones that still built the radios that's costing you $200 a pop. You can just get some recaps and save a bunch of money. I wouldn't go on no long trip, though. If your wife and kids are in the vehicle, you might want to just hold off on that.
Right.
Borrow a friend's
Especially
car.
If you're 110.
Waiting on those green bananas. The word recap is an abbreviation for what word? I'm done. JJ?
I'm reading the Bible, trying to read the Bible again through this year. Encourage you to do that. Get in the Word. Allow the Word to get in you. Start off with a Bible question. Who in the Bible sold his birthright for a bowl of soup? Who in the Bible sold his birthright for a bowl of soup? Lentil stew.
And let me just say, you're going to sell your birthright. You got to go for something better than lentil soup. Now, yeah, it's a serious thing.
At least you need to go for vegetable beef or something like that.
Something. You know, you got to have some pasta noodle in it or something. Yeah. Anyway, lentils. Yeah. Good grief.
Burgoo, if you're really going to just go. Yeah. Here's what I got. Second question. What is the name of the metal bars running across the neck of a guitar? Now, if you don't know the answer to this, it's nothing to worry about. What is the name of the metal bars running across the neck of a guitar? Third question, true or false, legendary author William Faulkner's longest run-on sentence is 1,288 words. Is that true or false? Iconic author William Faulkner, his longest run-on sentence is 1,288 words. True or false?
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what is the best-selling automobile of all time in the U.S.?
Wow. It wasn't a thing from Volkswagen, I tell you that.
No, that didn't last.
The thing and the Yugo, they're both out there somewhere with weeds growing around them or sitting up on blocks.
I know, I see them.
And the Gremlin.
When I ride out in the countryside. All right, what is the best-selling automobile of all time in the U.S.? Number two, a baby boomer question. Which program provided low-cost housing and education benefits to returning World War II veterans? Which program, federal program, provided low-cost housing and education benefits to returning WW2 veterans, fueling economic growth? Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
That's a baby boomer question. Although anybody interested in American history should know the answer to that. And finally, what is the nearest star to Earth? What is the nearest star to our planet where our superheroes live?
Yeah, I know you can buy a ticket from Elon Musk, rocket.
To go there?
Yes, to go there if you got some extra money.
I tried to get on that thing, but the travel insurance company, they kept asking me a whole bunch of questions.
Did they?
Yeah, like, right. Where are you going to Mars? When are you going? Why? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, business or pleasure.
Right, business or pleasure. Right. Mr. Wildman, I don't think we can insure that. And I said, why is that? You know, is it my age? What are you discriminating on me
right,
for?
That's right.
So anyway, we're still going back and forth, but I want to make sure I get on that Occupy Mars jet. Yeah. Mars jet.
That's it.
Occupy Mars.
That's it.
Have you not seen the T-shirt that Elon Musk wears?
Oh, that's right. He does.
He wears the Occupy Mars.
He wants to get settlements on Mars.
Yeah. So does JJ, though.
Well, you also want to, whenever they say, stow your thing, you know, under your seat and make sure and close the bin overhead. When you're headed to Mars, you really want to pay attention to that. And they show you the exits. Don't just daydream. Right. Or when they say, here's the exit in case we have a mishap or a water landing. Between here and Mars.
We're now passing Venus, but I'm sorry, we're going to have to turn around and go back. We have an unruly passenger.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. All right. Yeah. Sir, I'm not going to tell you again. Sit down.
Ma'am, I've been sitting down since we were by Saturn. I can't stay. I got to walk the aisle every planet or so.
Hey, I got to tell you, we get so far off track. So Randall Murphy, long time editor of the AFA Journal, The Stand, now the new name of the wonderful magazine, Randall Murphy, he and I went to Australia. We actually went around the world and been on two or three trips to like India and Bangladesh, but we're going to Australia. So I get up, you know, 2 a.m, whatever, long, long flight. He said, where are you going? I said, I got to stretch my legs. Just to Tim's point, I said, I can't take this anymore. So I make a loop, and I go through first class. I come back around, make another loop. He said, hey, I'm going to join you. And so we're walking about the third or fourth trip through there, and they told me, get back to my seat. They said, you can't be coming through first class like this. It's 2 a.m. Everybody's asleep.
Yeah.
And I they're like, this is not a walking track. You're not at the gym, you know. You're not at the wellness center. Get back in there in the cattle car with all the peasants, you know, and your budget.
So they didn't mind if you walked around lower class.
No, there was no way to do that. You had the firewall there. You couldn't.
So you had to go all the way to the back and then all the way to the front.
And it was nice. I was stretching my legs and, you know, it was long, big old jet, you know. So I went all the way around about my fourth trip around, you know, the bouncer said, come on, took me by the elbow. You get back to your seat. You and that older gentleman just trying to keep up with
you. And your father.
Yes.
All right. We ready to go? Yeah. All right. What do you guys say? Let's go to North Carolina. What do you guys say about mm-hmm. that? Tommy is on the line. Tommy, you're our first caller. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
What's up,
brother Tommy?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good.
I'm blessed.
Happy New Year, Tommy. I think we can say that about one or two more days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live there in North Carolina?
I hope every year's. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm actually in Camp Lejeune, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, Jacksonville, North Carolina, home of Camp Lejeune.
Yes.
We have a lot of listeners on there. They ever get that water situation worked out there?
Well, some of my friends are actually in litigation over that.
Yeah.
That I grew up with.
Yeah, that's on TV all the time. You know, if you had a problem,
yeah, it's ongoing.
If you drank water within Camp Lejeune between so and so, call this number. And we're going to sue them and get you a lot of money. Basically,
that's right.
Money you deserve.
That's what they're going through.
Yeah. All right. So ask, answer both, Tommy.
Well, kind of a riddle and answer.
Okay. Which one do you want to try to answer about our questions?
I think I want to try to answer, I think it was JJ's, the guitar question.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. What is the name of the metal bars running across the neck of a guitar? Tommy, even if you get the answer wrong, it's nothing to worry about.
That's right. I'm going to say this. Frets.
Fret. That's right.
Oh, I see what you did there. Fret. You gave him a hint, but he knew it anyway.
He already knew it. Yeah, that little bar across the neck of a guitar, those are called frets.
You mean the neck of the guitar? Oh,
the neck, but the little metal bar on the neck.
Oh, it's called a fret.
Fret. And you put your fingers down from the different frets.
So you must be a guitar player, Tommy.
I play guitar, and I also sell them. I've been selling musical instruments since 1985.
Wow. What's the name of your business, and how can people find you on Facebook Marketplace or online?
Well, my business name is Musicians Toy Store, and we're located on Facebook, of course, under that name, and we're in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Wonderful.
Are you in the Yellow Pages, or...?
Do they still have anything like that?
He was looking under and over his glasses when he was asking you that, Tommy.
Yeah, if you can find a yellow book, we should be in there.
I bet, everybody, you know, we ought to get today. Everybody ask a 25-year-old about the
yellow pages.
See if they even know what that is.
Right. Hey, Tommy, give us the riddle.
Right. Okay. How far can a dog, or any animal for that matter, run into the woods?
This is a riddle, guys. You're the riddle master.
Yeah.
How far?
I'm the riddler.
I call it a riddle. I don't know for sure if it's what it's classified as or not.
How far can a dog run into the woods?
I've heard this one before. But
I was hoping it is an original.
Yeah, well,
there's nothing new under the sun.
How far,
Tommy?
How far can a dog run into the woods?
We're stumped. What's the answer?
Halfway, because the other half they're running out.
Yeah,
that's right. Halfway.
Well, what if they go in 10 feet and decide, you know, I don't like this.
It's spooky. You ever see the Wizard of Oz?
I guess they would turn around and still be running out.
I see your point.
Did you make this one up, Tommy?
I was hoping I had.
Yeah, good. Hey, Tommy, God bless
me,
you.
Brother.
Again, Happy New Year. Thanks for starting us off with that right answer about the frets. And God bless you and yours there in North Carolina.
Thank you, Brother Tommy. I know the band, the Halfway Hounds, They were.
I've never heard of them.
Oh, what a concert experience.
Did you go see them?
Well, if you don't have a big glider.
They opened for the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. If you didn't have a big glider, go with
No, the Halfway House. Look them up.
Yeah. I'll get right on that.
I still have a T-shirt.
You got me hook, line, and sinker on that one.
Halfway House on tour. Yeah, they had the world tour.
The problem is half the bands you know. I don't know. Never heard of them.
Same way.
Yeah, just you go. You name something. I go. I don't. I've never heard of them. All right, let's go to Mississippi.
Let's do that.
And Ingrid is on the line. Ingrid, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh hey, I got so excited when you gave the phone number that
Wonderful.
I forgot what I wanted to do.
Oh,
I think I have the answer for one question. I think.
Which question, Ingrid?
For a recap.
Recap.
Oh, okay. Recap? All right, here's the question, Ingrid. The word recap is an abbreviation for what word?
Captioned? I don't
know.
No. Is that it?
No, that's
good
not
try.
Correct, recap, but that is a good try. Did you have a question for us?
No, I didn't hear all the questions. I was too excited.
Ingrid, we'll give you another shot. By the way, where do you live? Where's home?
I live in
Pasquishan,
Mississippi.
Okay,
you're on the coast.
Oh, yeah,
on the coast.
Yeah, I got you. All right, I'm gonna give you another shot here because you didn't get to hear all the questions because you were lining up to be on the radio. So here's the try to answer this one, Ingrid, and that is this: what is the nearest star to the Earth?
The nearest what?
Star, S-T-A-R.
Oh.
The nearest star to the Earth.
I have no clue. I don't know.
Well, hey, Ingrid, you got a wonderful personality. We love to hear that joy in your voice. Have a wonderful New Year. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
She said she had no clue.
Right.
Didn't know. Correct.
On that.
Should we redo our questions before the break? Or?
Let's take our break.
Let's take our
break, then redo our questions, and we'll come back and get
on the flip-flop, we'll redo our questions.
I know what a flip-flop is.
Yeah. You remember that's CB lingo. Catch you on the flip-flop.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, you remember?
That's what it says in the Yellow Pages.
Yes.
You look Jimmy under. Buffett sang about that, too.
Catch on the flip-flop, good buddy.
We'll be back momentarily with more as we think about what the nearest star is to the Earth.
We'll
take a break right here. Huh? All right. Stay with us.
We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection, and the majority of the time she will choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR.
Little Joe, you know how many times Little Joe got shot 30 times in 4 years. Did you know this?
I knew it was a lot.
He was riddled with holes.
He got shot as many times as the lead changed in last night's game between Ole Miss and Miami.
That's just about.
The fourth quarter, their different leader four different times.
Great ball game.
That was one of the best college games I've ever seen. You know, speaking of Bonanza and the Ponderosa, JJ, are you going to be speaking at the Ponderosa or something?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Nice segue. Hey, very soon, I'm going to be.
Very soon.
Yes.
You're going home.
January the 17th, Saturday night, January the 17th, Philadelphia, Mississippi, Refuge, a special needs day program, and they're having a banquet, and that's a ticketed event. They have to know today if you're coming. So if you're in the Philadelphia, Mississippi area, and then if I can make mention a little bit after that, February the 7th, I'll be in Elyria, Kansas for the Elyria Christian School, a fundraising banquet there as well.
Are you signed up for Valentine's Day already?
We got Valentine's banquets in Arkansas.
You're very popular speaker at Valentine's Day.
I've got
you're
it.
A romantic.
Well, that's exactly right. Thank you for your honesty. And this is interesting you'd say that. I've got a Valentine's banquet booked for February the 14th, 2027.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. And I wasn't even going to say this. I was going to talk this over with my wife first, but I've been thinking about and praying about a summer comedy tour, like six-city summer comedy tour. Already got the name, the Heretofore Comedy Tour.
What I'm talking about.
Get some T-shirts made up with the city's names on the back. So if you are in leadership or you're one of the promoters at your church, jjjasper.com. This is just kind of an interest. You know, if you're interested in that sort of
thing. Your last concert could be at Heretofore, Nebraska.
Is there a Heretofore,
Nebraska?
Yeah, there's
a Heretofore, Nebraska. Look it up.
Oh, that would be a great.
I think he's pulling my leg because I know the word,
You know,
we need to port,
right. You look, guys have to join me on one look, of the
we got,
on one of the
let's go,
things.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Give me questions.
Hey, the word gullible is not in the dictionary. So when you said heretofore, that could be true.
I'm a trusted person.
Slang. I didn't know it was slang.
I'm not interested in pranks.
It's a heretofore, Nebraska.
The word gullible is not in the dictionary.
Pranking people. But now that I know, hey, listen, let me just tell you, it's war, Tim. It's war. Get ready.
You're gonna
get
prank.
Ready. I'm going to be dropping food off at your desk, and you're going to be going, I don't know if this is safe to eat. All right, folks, here are my three questions.
Oh, wow.
Here to four.
You know, the Bible
vengeance
talks about.
Vengeance is mine, saith Ed.
The Bible talks about an attitude, Ed.
You've got I got one.
It's called revenge.
All right, how many of Jesus' apostles were named Judas? Second question, in the Fantastic Four, that's a Marvel comic book and movie series, what was the name of the character nicknamed The Thing? And then third question, the word recap, we all use that a lot, the word recap is an abbreviation for what word? That's the questions that I have on the table.
Bible question, who in the Bible sold his birthright for a bowl of soup? Who in the Bible sold his birthrights for a bowl of soup?
Wow.
Lentil stew. Second question, true or false, legendary author William Faulkner, known for some run-on sentences, his longest run-on sentence is 1,288 words. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one. People in the automobile enthusiast, people in the car community, what is a Mopar? You know, somebody say, oh, do you drive a Chevy? No, I drive a Mopar. And I can take a real loose general answer. What is a Mopar? Do you guys happen to know? Don't blurt
it
out.
No idea.
There was a Mopar magazine, several of them. People in the car community, they absolutely know. Oh, do you drive a Ford? Do you drive a Chevy? No, I drive a
Mopar. My dad sometimes would call me that when I would do something stupid.
A Mopar?
Yeah, you're such a Mopar.
Wow.
And not yeah.
I have no idea what it means.
And not moped, Mopar.
My three questions. Number one, what is the best-selling automobile of all time in the United States? What is the best-selling automobile of all time in the U.S.? Number two, what is the nearest star to Earth? And number three, which baby boomer question, which program, federal government program, provided low-cost housing and education benefits for returning World War II veterans? And it led to a big economic growth. What was the name of that? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Arkansas, and Dennis is on the line. Dennis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, welcome, guys. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Dennis.
Yeah.
Where do you live in Arkansas, brother?
Well, a little town. I mean, if you actually go through it, you'd miss it. It's called Royal, Arkansas, outside of Hot Springs.
Okay, good. Yeah.
All right.
Nice tourist destination, Hot Springs.
In the mountains.
Hey, we're having a little bit of a trouble listening to you, hearing you, Dennis. But do you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Both, sir.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
Well, there's no prizes given today, right?
There is. We have a mystery question.
Yeah, nobody's won it, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I mean, I know one right now, the Bible one about the lynched soup. I know that one. But I was going to answer about the most popular car in America. If there's no prize, I may as well go for that one.
Okay, yeah, here's the question, Dennis. What is the best-selling automobile of all time in the United States?
Well, I have to say it's the Ford F-150.
You got
wow,
it.
Is
it.
Wow, nicely you done, got it. Dennis.
I'll give you the short answer to this. The Ford F-Series has been the top-selling vehicle in the U.S. for 41 consecutive years.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, obviously, if you break this down, you could look up best-selling car, okay? So there's
right.
But overall, the Ford F-1-Series, which includes the 150,
that's
right?
That's right. Well, you had the 100 in the 70s, then you had the 150, then you got the diesel. They're 250, but they're all called the F-Series.
The F-Series of Ford, they're the number one selling automobile. And then I think Camry, the Toyota Camry, like had a 20-year run. From like 20, I looked this up. I know this from like, I was doing this last night at dinner.
I don't blame you.
2002 to 2022, the Toyota Camry was a top selling car.
Right.
Not
right. You know, not automobile.
Yeah.
Oh, and I mentioned 250 being diesel. They do have some with the V10, but typically when you think of a Ford 250, it's a diesel.
Diesel. All right. You got it, Dennis. The F1.
Nicely done.
Ford F series.
What's your question for us?
It's one across the border, the northern Canada. How many provinces and territories are in our northern neighbors?
Ed's going to know this because he eats, sleeps, and drinks all right. hockey.
Yeah, but that's yeah. Okay. How many provinces and territories?
Now, as you go across Canada, you look at it in your mind's eye, you got your provinces, but territories, isn't there like 8 provinces?
I'm going to say there's
10.
I'm going to go, yeah, let's go with 10, because I think those provinces, you know, like you got Yukon and there's those
El Salvador.
The maritime provinces, there's some smaller ones too. I like 10.
Okay, 10. We'll go 10, Dennis.
All right. Well, you're right. There's 10 provinces from the east to the west, and there's 2 territories, the Yukon and the northwest.
So 12 total.
So it'll be 12.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Wow. That's actually a great trivia question.
Yeah, it
and
is.
Yukon's also a great truck.
Yes.
Yeah, you go.
It's not the leading automobile.
And Yukon Cornelius.
We got a Yukon.
Yukon Cornelius was one of the great explorers of
Canada,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's right. Hey, Dennis, have a great weekend. God bless you, buddy. Yeah, we got GMC Yukon.
Canada's prime minister is wanting to make El Salvador their 13th province. Did you see this?
No.
It's very offensive.
Yeah.
People of El Salvador.
No, I didn't see it on TV, Tim.
Oh,
All right. Somehow I don't believe you.
Well, back to the phone.
All right, let's go to Ohio. It's a great state. Lisa is on the phone. And Lisa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you so much. Good morning, professors.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you.
Like how perky you sound. What part of Ohio?
Thank you. I live just south of Columbus.
Okay.
Yep. A lot of
state capital.
Is that near Delphus?
I'm not familiar with that. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Delphus is one of the provinces of Ohio. Not everybody can keep that stuff straight, Lisa. Hey, ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to answer the one about the Judas. I actually looked this up because I thought it was only one.
All right, so here's the question, Lisa. How many of Jesus' apostles were named Judas?
So my friend Google tells me that there are two, and then there was actually a third in the circle. So it was Judas Iscariot who betrayed Jesus, and then Judas, son of James, also called Thaddeus. And then the half-brother of Jesus went by Judas.
Yes.
Is that Judas, right? Nicely done.
Yes. But the half-brother of Jesus who wrote the letter of Jude, he wasn't an apostle though, right?
Right. I guess so. You would know better than me. I'm still learning.
That must have been a very popular name.
Yeah, I think it was.
You know, a very common name.
Yeah. It was nice to be named that until after Judas Iscariot. Yeah. Kind of like everybody.
You ruined it for everybody.
Every sweet lady or girl named Katrina was going along just fine. All of a sudden, how you doing? Terrible since Katrina. Right. Katrina messed my whole world up.
Yeah.
Katrina ruined my life. And then whoever took a perfectly good name like Karen and turned it into
Karen.
And there were probably some sweet Jezebels before the one came along and ruined it for all the rest of them.
And what about Adolf? I mean, that was probably a perfectly fine name.
And you got Rudolph out there. Was fine until Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came along. And then nobody wanted to say, what's your name, Rudolph? Oh, you like Rudolph the Red, you know what I'm saying?
You get your name ruined.
Yeah, it's get dicey.
Yep. Hey, what's your question for us, Lisa?
There's a show that was really popular growing up I would watch, and I still like to watch it. And it took place in Walnut Grove. Do you know the name of that show?
Little House on the Prairie.
Yep.
Little House on the Prairie.
Right. I've got a daughter. My daughter Tegan is a super fan.
You know, there is one of those streaming services, and maybe more than one, they have a channel dedicated to just the Little House on the Prairie.
Really?
Yeah, it's like Little House on the Prairie 24/7.
I think my daughter, no kidding, I think she watched that for weeks and weeks and weeks. Maybe Roku, because she was a binge watching.
That's what it is.
Anytime I'd go in the bonus room, she was watching it. I'm like, oh, that's a long. Oh no, this it's ended. Here's another one.
You can also
binge
watch the painter with the afro.
Oh.
What's his name?
Was it Bob? Or
even though he's white,
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Yeah.
But he had that afro hair.
Yeah.
The happy trees.
Yes. Put a little happy tree right here.
Yeah. So
I love how when he wasn't painting, he was remodeling homes. This old house by Bob Ross. When you can be a carpenter and
paint some happy trees,
puffy little clouds and mountains, you got a lot going on there. You checking a lot of boxes.
That's creative. Hey, Lisa.
That's right.
Well
done. Little House on the Prairie.
Well done. And we do give a thumbs up to folks doing a little bit of research to get the answers to these questions. So happy New Year to you and have a blessed weekend. All right. Let's go back to Arkansas.
Let's go.
And Renee is on the line. Renee, welcome to Trivia Friday.
All right.
Renee, you there? Renee, is your phone on mute, or we can hear?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Can.
You need to turn your radio down because we're hearing a delay, and it's going to confuse you and confuse us as well. Please turn your radio down, and we'll be ready to roll.
All right.
Okay, I'll turn my radio down. Okay, hang on. Let me turn the radio off. Okay, what you got?
All right, you want to ask, answer, or both, Renee?
Both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
Well, now let's see. Have they answered the Bible question about the guy who sold his birthright?
No, ma'am. You ready for that one?
Oh, I'm ready for that one.
What part of Arkansas are you in, Renee?
I'm in Northeast Arkansas, Paragould.
Oh, yeah. That's
by Jonesboro.
Beautiful country. Well, here's the question.
Oh, yeah.
Who in the Bible sold his birthright for a bowl of soup? Actually, it was lentil stew.
Okay, I believe that would be Esau.
Esau, nicely done.
What did he do that for?
Jacob tricked his brother Esau. He was out hunting. He came in just famished. I mean, just so, so hungry. And his brother had on some fresh pot of lentil stew. Hey, so hungry. Can I have a bowl of that soup? He said, I'll give you a bowl if you'll trade it for your birthright.
What would the birthright have included?
A lot of things. A double portion as the firstborn. But he said, well, what now? He said, yeah, if you'll trade me your birthrights, I'll give you some of this. He said, I'm starving to death, man. What good is my birthright right now? I'll agree to it, swear by an oath.
For
that
a bowl
you will.
Of soup.
A bowl of soup. Now, look, here's the thing. And turn this into a quick devotion. Yeah. Genesis 25:34. He showed contempt for his birthrights as the firstborn.
Yeah.
He showed contempt. So he sneezed at it. He said, whatever, something sacred, something concerning his destiny, heritage, lineage. And he just like, whatever, you know, I want the temporary. So you like, who would be so, I'm going to say stupid to trade a bowl of soup for something like that? People do it all the day, all the time. Pornography. They want to hold on to unforgiveness and bitterness. They want something quick, pleasure, you know, drug, alcohol. You know, wait, God's got something better for you. He's got something to affect your children, children's children. We're talking about heaven is on the line. But it says in Genesis 25:34, he showed contempt for his rights as the firstborn. He just sneezed at it, said, big deal, who cares? We do that all the time.
And God called him a wicked man in the New Testament.
That's right. Hey, great job reading your Bible. Thank you for that. Renee, what's your question for us?
Okay, my question for you, what's the name of Barnabas's cousin?
His cousin's name is John Mark.
You got it.
Wow.
Got it.
Good.
Okay. And his cousin, people know about that division. It's okay to be a Christian and not always get along. They had a bitter dispute, parted ways. Then years later, there was a reconciliation. But when you hear John Mark, young John Mark, he actually wrote the book of Mark, and Mark was the first one written.
Yeah,
you know, we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but Mark was actually the first of the Gospels written. Hey, thank you so much for listening to AFR. God bless you and Happy New Year.
Amen. Hey, what do you say we redo our questions? You okay with that?
Sure.
Because I've had one answered. I'm going to add one.
You add one.
And you just drained your three-pointer.
With y'all the popcorn bag.
Y'all make me laugh.
Into the garbage can
so
over there. That's
much.
About a 10-foot shot.
That's it is. That's not easy.
Yeah.
Not a paper ball.
I still got it.
Yeah, you do. Oh, let me interrupt. So Tim Wildman went to the batting cage. Folks, you didn't get the privilege to see this.
Yeah.
He was nailing it. I don't mind bragging on my former athlete, boss, president of AFA and AFR. You were jacking those out.
Well, I took my 11-year-old grandson, 12, is he 12 now? No. Anyway, to the 11-year-old grandson to the batting cages, you know, getting ready for baseball season.
That's right.
Soon.
Spring training.
So
before you know
I hadn't been in a batting cage in 40 years.
And you had great form.
Really good
I decided, I'm paying for this.
You stepped up to the plate.
I'm paying for this, so I'm going to get in there and see if I can whack me some balls. And, so I set it up and was bringing that thing about 50 miles an hour. You hit a couple of long bombs. I hit half of them.
Yeah, I was very impressed.
Not bad
I'm not
for
just saying
a man
that.
Who's trying to decide when to take Social Security.
Well, you had good form with that bat up there, just circling that bat. And
now, you said it had been how many years?
40.
See, I thought about that when you were having trouble deciding which end of the bat to hold. But when you got that off, when it came back to you, you started launching some.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, we're here every Friday with this show. If you want to listen to past trivia shows, we have them archived and podcasted at AFR.net. You go to AFR.net, click on the banner, it says Trivia Friday. Then you can, you know, if you're traveling, you just want to enjoy some of the, laugh a little bit, and then go there and download one of the, our previous shows.
You go to, AFR.net, and then there's on the top, there's a section, click on podcast.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a drop-down menu. Scroll down, you'll see Trivia Friday, and you can listen, and it's a fun way and an educational way to burn some time.
There you go. Burn
if you're
that
on
time.
On a trip.
Right,
or just around the house on a Saturday.
All right,
here are my three questions. I'll add one. In the Fantastic Four, what is the name of the character nicknamed the Thing? Second question, the word recap is an abbreviation for what word? And then third question, I'm going to add a Bible question. Who wrote the Acts of the Apostles? Who wrote the Acts of the Apostles?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false. Legendary author William Faulkner, his longest run-on sentence is 1,288 words.
Mr. Wildman, would you come to the blackboard and we have a sentence for you to dissect.
Here's the verb. Here's the adjective. Yeah. Here's the adverb. Wait, this guy's not big on commas. Or no, he's big on commas, not big on periods.
In ninth grade, my algebra, our algebra teacher, that was the first time we were introduced to algebra. I don't know when y'all were, but it was ninth grade. This would have been 1978 or something like that. But I'm still traumatized by her calling me up to the blackboard to do a algebra, what do you call it?
Question.
Algebra question. There were
like an equation, solve an equation?
Yes, but there were two of us, I think, two of us. In other words, she gave this other person the algebra a problem.
Yeah.
And then gave me a problem and said, go.
Same problem?
It's two different problems. But what I'm saying is you're having to work out the algebra problem in front of the whole class.
Fortunately,
in my case, my buddies didn't know any either.
But they were fortunately encouraging to you, right?
Oh, no. It was mocking and jeering. And also, but you're
red-faced.
You hit a stalemate. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere to go.
Can
you give me a hall pass? I got to go to the restroom. No, that doesn't work.
You're just up there in front of everyone.
You're up there, and you can't do it.
And your friends let you squirm. And
right.
They're not saying, come on, Tim, you can do it.
Yeah. But did y'all ever do the dissecting questions?
Anyway.
Yes.
Diagramming sentences. Diagramming. You got to do one line under this, two lines under
that. That's right.
Yeah. Do they even do that anymore? I don't know.
They should.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, back to what got that, William Faulkner was known as having real run-on sentences, and it's true or false, his longest run-on sentence.
So was Paul.
Yes, 1,288 words, true or false. Second question for fellow car lovers, what is a Mopar? And I'll take a general answer. What is a Mopar? Third question, I'm going to add one.
Mopar.
What former NFL quarterback was Bob Doles' running mate in 1996? That takes you way back.
I remember.
For you those of you that are politically savvy, what former NFL quarterback was Bob Dole's running mate in 1996?
It wasn't Bob Dole.
Right.
Because remember, Bob Dole talked in third person all the time.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it first person?
No, third person.
Third person.
Bob Dole is not happy with this.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
He was known for talking in third
person. You're not going to find Bob Dole being in favor of this.
Says Bob Dole.
I know he's pretty big on those pineapples that he made.
Yeah, great success.
Him and his
there.
Wife get out there in the backyard, pick those pineapples.
Right in the middle of Kansas.
Do you like a slice of Dole pineapple?
Bob Dole says you're going to like my pineapples when you go to the store.
They say there's no climate change.
Bob Dole.
You know? All right. Where were we?
You give your questions.
You give your question.
Oh, my turn? Okay, so what is the nearest star to Earth? All right.
Huh.
That's all you got left?
No, I got one more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's stingy on those questions, isn't he?
Oh, man. Is he?
You want me to go?
Yes, go, sir. You go right ahead, sir.
Which program, which federal government program, which is actually efficient, which they're not today, which federal government program provided low-cost housing and education benefits to returning World War II veterans?
Good question.
That led to economic boom in our country. All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we're going to go to Louisiana. And, hey, another Tim is on the line.
Are
Tim,
you kidding me?
Welcome to Trivia Friday.
It's Jim, but thank you.
Oh, Jim.
How are y'all doing?
All right. My apologies, sir. Hey, we're doing great.
Not a problem.
Where do you live in Louisiana, Jim? Oh, we just lost him. We just lost Jim. Jim, I am. Oh, all right. Now the computer's playing.
Back.
Okay.
Are you coming back?
Jim is back. Are you there, brother? Jim, you there? This is awkward.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, we're having a little, nobody's going to.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
People are going to be shocked when we say our computer is glitching. They're shocked by that.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jim, we're going to get started with you, but we will have to probably interrupt for 5 minutes for the news. You can hang on through that break, can't you?
Oh, most certainly.
All right. By the way, before we go for our break, where do you live in Louisiana, Jim?
I live in right outside New Orleans in Metairie.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Metairie, Louisiana. All right, we're going to take a break right here, and Brother Jim from Metairie, Louisiana, is going to be first in line. He'll hold on and be first in line for the last half hour of Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We also call this Learning University. So Learning University, where you get all the education you could want.
That's right.
All you can handle.
We will be back with that after this short timeout. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.